Good morning. This is Ben Jensen here on Livestock Lines here on KFRM 550 AM, and I am hearing from DL Stepp. He works at Boehringer Ingelheim, and he works with as a senior professional veterinarian at Boehringer Ingelheim, and he's going to be telling us some tips for a spring health program and proper vaccine handling for cattle producers who are listening.
Yes, I think probably one of the most important things to start out when you're thinking about your spring preventive health programs is always work with your veterinarian so that the veterinarian can help customize a specific health plan for your individual operation. In other words, customize, it's very important. And some of the things important will be involved in administering animal health care products, such as vaccines to try to help prevent disease, dewormers to help minimize the negative impact of parasites in the animals, etc. So in specific on vaccines and handling of them, it's very important to look at the labels and read the directions. There's a lot of great information on there that will help you administer the products correctly so that the animals can respond to the technology you're basically giving them. So some of the things to please note is that there's generally a storage, and most vaccines require refrigeration, so generally between 35 and 45 degrees Fahrenheit. So make sure that's maintained, and maybe as you're taking the vaccines to your working facilities, use a cooler with some ice packs would be helpful. Other vaccines that you have to reconstitute or mix together, such as modified live vaccines, realize that after they're reconstituted, they're generally potent as long as they've been prevented from direct sunlight and temperature for about 60 minutes. So make sure you don't mix up the products too early or mix enough that you can get processed within an hour. And then always follow how the drugs or the vaccines are supposed to be administered, such as subcutaneous or intramuscular. Subcutaneous is under the skin and intramuscular is in the muscle. And then follow beef quality assurance guidelines on the administration. Another thing important on vaccines to really take note of is how to properly take care of and clean your syringes. Some of the soaps and disinfectants will actually inactivate the vaccines or interact with the carriers. That could lead to more injection site reactions or totally inactivate the vaccine so you don't get the benefit of the technology. So things like rinsing your syringes out with distilled water or sterile water should be, you know, foremost on your mind and everything. When it comes to dewormers, depending upon the type of administration, the type of product, such as a pour-on, make sure you follow, you know, the length of the animal, either at the pole of the head or in front of the shoulders all the way to the tail head. If it's an injectable product, make sure it's administered appropriately, such as subcutaneous under the skin. Make sure also that you are deworming based on the correct weight of the animal. And I know that's a challenge at times, but a lot of times people will administer products on an average body weight of the group or the population, and you'll actually be underdosing your heavier weight animals. So the general recommendation from the parasitologist is dose on the heaviest weight of the animal, or better yet is dose on the individual weight, etc.
All right, well, I think that's plenty of good information for our producers to hear. Thank you again, everybody. That is DL Stepp. He works for Boehringer Ingelheim and works as a senior professional veterinarian at Boehringer Ingelheim. Well, again, this has been Livestock Lines here on KFRM 550 AM.